205, recorded on Sunday, August 28th, 2022. I am Carrie. I'm here all by myself this weekend with just a quick news update for you. Mike is off doing whatever it is he's doing right now. But before we get into our news, just some reminders that we are part of the Random Chatter Network. Please go over to randomchatter.com to check out all of our other shows, membership through Patreon, access to the Escape Hatch Discord channel, and our show merchandise through TeePublic. And, yeah, it's just me, and we just have some really brief news items we wanted to get out to you guys. So let's get into it. So, first of all, this isn't in the news items that I have in my show notes, but apparently Ezra Miller is seeking assistance for his various things that are going on, their various issues that are going on right now. There are a couple of headlines I saw that basically implied that the idea that the Flash movie might or might not be completely axed from the release schedule is what lit a fire under Ezra Miller's butt to, you know, kind of get their act together and seek some help. So I really hope that Ezra is getting the help that they need, and that everything's okay with them, and that things continue to go well for them in the near future. That said, we have a couple other release delays. This is becoming a thing that happens. Like, we're getting more and more news of release delays. So Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and Aquaman 2 have been delayed in their releases again. Shazam Fury of the Gods is now being moved from December 21st, 2022 to March 17th, 2023. And if that sounds like a familiar release date, that is because that was the original release date for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which is now going to be released in on Christmas Day 2023, unless things change again. So, there we go. There's our new set of release dates, and this probably won't be the last set of new release dates that we get for DC movies in the future. Things are just all kinds of crazy over there at the moment. What we do know is that the Batman 2, while it hasn't been given the full green light yet, we have landed a new co-writer, Matt Tomlinson, will co-write the script for the second The Batman movie with Matt Reeves. And apparently Matt Reeves is putting together a new deal with Warner Brothers for the future, so hopefully that cements The Batman 2 as part of the future projects, and hopefully everything goes smoothly there. Kind of sad news. Jordan Esalas, I'm sorry I'm butchering this his last name, he plays Jonathan Kent on Superman and Lois. He's leaving the show, and there's rumors that he might quit acting altogether. He's basically citing personal reasons for leaving the show. And the role's going to be recast. And I just wish him well. We at Random Chatter wish him well, and I hope he's going to be okay. And whatever he decides to do in the future, I hope he's good at it. Or I hope whatever happens, he finds what he wants to do and does it to the best of his ability. I really did like him on the show, but, you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. And that's what we gotta do. That's what he had to do at this point. So if it's something to, you know, if it helps his sanity and his well-being, go for it. Our enjoyment of a show is not more important than that. Some more news on the WTF front of the HBO, Warner Brothers, HBO Max, Discovery Plus debacle, I guess you could call it. The J.J. Abrams, Bruce Timm, Batman Caped Crusader animated series is apparently not going to be moving forward at HBO Max. This has apparently prompted some intense interest from multiple other streaming services, such as Hulu, Netflix, and Apple. And apparently WB is okay with this. So, they're, I guess, completely okay with places other than HBO Max greenlighting Warner Brothers properties. I mean, I'm not going to complain too much since Sandman is also on Netflix, and Sandman is frickin' awesome and needs to get renewed for season 2, like, post-haste. I apologize if I sound greedy, but the show is that bloody good. But this just seems like more... I have no idea what to call this over at HBO Max. So I'm not going to force Mike to edit any language out of the recording here. But the disappointing news continues. Apparently the Batgirl directors say that their footage of the movie was immediately deleted from the Warner Brothers servers upon the announcement that the movie was getting canceled. That just prompts me to wonder why they didn't bother, why they didn't back up the film, the footage elsewhere. I guess unless Warner Brothers has a policy against storing their footage for their stuff elsewhere, that might not be a good idea in the near future. If this is what's going to happen to work that has been stored on the Warner Brothers servers in the near future. And just to pour some salt in the wound, Warner Brothers lot is apparently hosting some secret Batgirl screenings. Apparently this is, these funeral screenings, as they're called, is not unheard of. Apparently there were some... Yeah, it's not unheard of for other movies that have been canned to get these funeral screenings. But right now it just feels like they're pouring salt in the wound. For those of us who were looking forward to the Batgirl movie and are not going to get to see it now. And then lastly, this is actually kind of cool. Over the weekend, Marvel and DC fans have been making Jim Lee trend by sharing some of his best comic art. So if you go through and look up Jim Lee on Twitter at the moment, you might find some pretty darn good artwork. Some of his work historically for both DC and Marvel comics. So go check those out if you have the time and the inclination. But that is it for this week on DC Talk. We'll talk to you again when we have some additional news to share. We have more than just these few news items to share, I guess. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.